Only hours after backing down on a policy of separating migrant families crossing the US border with Mexico, President Donald Trump is insisting that his administration will maintain its tough stance on illegal immigration. The president faced a barrage of criticism at home and abroad after recordings emerged of children crying in detention. US authorities now face the real possibility that they may not know how to locate the parents of an unknown number of the several thousand children taken from their families and dispersed across the United States. And some believe Donald Trump appears intent on putting the reunited families into detention camps indefinitely in a policy shift that isolates migrant families from mainstream America for the first time. Peter Lloyd reports.
Donald Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy is meant to make people think twice about trying to enter the United States. And that's been the exact effect on Luisa Marin, a single mother from Honduras, now pausing in Mexico for fear of being separated from her 11-year-old daughter if she crosses the border.
We will work and struggle so as to bring up our children. That's what we are looking for. But President Donald Trump is in the middle of it. I say he should repent because we all have the Almighty God who is seeing over everything.
For months now, families crossing the frontier have been broken up, children taken as far afield as New York City. The mayor, Bill de Blasio, is furious because until a day ago, he had no idea the federal authorities were using his city to house any of them.
These children are across a whole range of ages. The youngest to come here, they told us, was 9 months old. So we're talking about children in some cases who literally can't even communicate, have no idea what's happening to them, no ability to be in touch with their families. What is happening here? How is it possible that none of us knew there were 239 kids right here in our own city? How is the federal government holding back that information from the people of this city?
For 5 days now, Donald Trump's been facing blowback about family separation, including from his own family, after the release of audio recordings of crying children. So today came the about-face, an executive order signed by the president requiring immigrant families to be detained together again. But Mr. Trump was quick to get out and about at a rally of supporters to emphasise his commitment to maintaining hardline immigration policies in contrast to Democrats.
So the Democrats want open borders. Let everybody come in. Let everybody pour in. We don't care. Let them come in from the Middle East. Let them come in from all over the place. We don't care. We're not going to let it happen. And by the way, today I signed an executive order. We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
But all sorts of consequences are emerging. From a juvenile detention center in Virginia, there are claims of abuse against immigrant children as young as 14. Half a dozen Latino boys say they were beaten while handcuffed and locked up for long periods in solitary confinement, left nude and shivering in concrete cells. Multiple detainees say the guards stripped them of their clothing and strapped them to chairs with bags placed over their heads. Administration officials today have not clarified whether family separations would end immediately or say when or how families now separated would be reunited. And because of poor record keeping, it appears very likely that some of those children may never find their parents, according to Anil Kalhan. He is chair of the New York City Bar Association's International Human Rights Committee.
There are, at least by the government's own acknowledgement, 2,000, I think, 300.
Why is it that children who've been separated from their families are at risk of not being able to find those families again? How could that be?
If people have been deported in the meantime, or they've been charged and punished, and they're not in a position to effectively identify and find their children, these are children who will have been lost.
Anil Kalhan fears this new administration is scaling up a harsh response to those who cross the border without a visa.
I mean, they're proposing use of, you know, military facilities and other kinds of federal buildings and facilities that other departments own.
Will this effectively lead to the indefinite detention of families?
It very well could. Yes, it very well could.
Anil Kalhan, the chair of the New York City Bar Association's International Human Rights Committee. Peter Lloyd with that report.